Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Many people gain 5 to 12 pounds from Thanksgiving through the first week of January. How would you like to go through the holidays this year without gaining a pound? That's right. Does that sound impossible? Well, you can do it with the help of our guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, a world-renowned motivational speaker, author, and expert on weight loss, looking younger, and healthy living. Dr. Susan has some surefire tips that will help keep off that extra weight as well as fatigue and depression at bay this holiday season. Let this be the first time that you're ringing the new year without feeling overstuffed, bloated, fatigued, and down on yourself for overindulging during the holidays. Here are some surefire tips to help you get through the holidays without gaining weight or losing vitality. Before we start with those tips, please tell us, Dr. Susan, first of all, welcome to the program, how we can all set the right tone for success this holiday season.
Yes. Hi, Rick. Great to be with you.
Thank you.
Here's how you set a positive tone. Remember that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the whole day. And you want those first 40 minutes to be what? Healthy, relaxed, enjoyable, laugh a little bit. So maybe what I do is I make sure, number one, I get a good night's sleep. And in the morning, I do my little meditation and prayer time. If you live with many people in your home, you might want to get up but just a few minutes earlier than others. Or maybe the night before, you set the breakfast table, get clothes laid out, make lunches for kids, so that those first 30 minutes of the day can be happy and productive and efficient.
Everything we talk about today, all these tips, everything we talk about is on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. One, this is interesting. We'll start off with the surefire tip number one, eat frequently and don't skip meals. Boy, there's a tendency, isn't there, during this period to skip meals because we're busy.
Yes, and we all love to hear the words eat frequently.
Yes,
But you're right. There's a common strategy, especially during the holidays, to skip breakfast and maybe lunch because you know a big meal's coming, so you save up the calories for the celebration. And, Rick, this always will backfire because you come to the meal feeling starved and you wind up eating more than you ever intended. So you want to eat frequently throughout the day of a big holiday meal or holiday party or gathering, but smaller meals, just, you know, smaller, grazing every 2 to 3 hours, and that will help prevent overeating. It also will help stabilize your blood sugar level. So even a small meal of something healthy before you go to a big party is better than coming to the party famished.
You've talked about taking healthy snacks with you when you're out shopping or in the car. Shopping, we really get into trouble because we have a tendency maybe to try fast food places or eat something that we can consume in the car that's not really good for us.
That's right. And where I live in West L.A., there's always a lot of traffic. Well, most of the time, unless it's 2 in the morning. But if you're out shopping and doing errands and getting ready for Christmas time, holiday time, you might be roaming the mall for hours or sitting in the traffic, and it leaves everybody starving and vulnerable to those usually bad fast food choices. So if you come prepared, I was a Girl Scout, be prepared to roam around with some crunchy, healthy snacks like apples, oranges, tangerines, celery, carrots, you'll be less likely to succumb to that call of the food court or those fast food restaurants.
How about, before we go out, you mentioned before, you've got office parties, friends and neighbors have get-togethers, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to eat later tonight. I'm just going to save my appetite, and there's a big meal tonight. Somebody put a lot of effort into it. I will just enjoy that meal. So we think that we can hold out and then consume more later. That's sort of a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Completely. And remember that saying, an ounce of prevention is what? An ounce of prevention. What was that saying, Rick?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, anyway,
it'll help you. Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Is worth. Anyway, everyone listening is telling us what it is. But foods, a lot of these holiday foods are harder to resist when you're starving and your blood sugar is low. So a piece of fresh fruit or fresh veggies, a little bit of vegetable soup, maybe whole grain crackers or toast with almond butter on it. A little bit of that about an hour before you go to that big holiday meal will keep that voracious appetite at bay, and you'll watch your willpower soar while your waistline stays in place.
So you really should eat a little something at least before you go out for a big get-together.
Yes, and I think my brain's just saying, I think an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Okay, that sounds
anyway,
right. Yeah, something
you know,
like
preventive.
That. Preventive. Yeah. And I'm not sure with all the metrics out there, what an ounce and a pound in what ends
yes,
up being
I
what.
Know.
But that's we get the important point of that, which is plan ahead. Be prepared, and you're going to be in good shape. Now, here's the other thing. When I'm at a party, a lot of times I like to be near, the shrimp bowl. Is that like a bad place? Is that like a bad place to be?
Now, we don't want to do that, Rick.
Oh.
We don't want to hang out near the food.
No.
Because putting a little distance between you and the food creates a little bit of an obstacle between you and all those extra holiday calories, and besides, you'll have to walk a little bit more back and forth between the food and where you're hanging out, and this will burn calories. If you just stand by the food and eat and eat and eat, you'll regret it January 1st and probably the next morning.
Well, that's the problem. You think back where I really enjoyed myself. I thought for that couple of hour time period on December 14th, and I'm paying for it January, February, and March. So you're right. As you look back, you're going to think, okay, I really enjoyed the holidays better because it's January and I feel great about myself. Healthy eating tips and simple lifestyle changes to prevent weight gain, fatigue, and depression during the holidays with our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. So many people feel like, you know, I'm at the party. I really need to eat. Everybody's eating, so I'll have another piece of cheesecake. That, again, is probably not in the list of things to do during holiday get-togethers.
Yes, because remember, it's all right to taste something and not totally clean your plate. When I grew up, my mom always said that the kids in China didn't have enough food. Did your mom say that?
Said that, too. Talking about the same family in China, probably.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all right to taste a little bit and don't have to clear the plate. But I also say don't just always eat at like these social events during the holidays just to be social. Try to avoid eating just because everyone standing around you is eating. And if you aren't really hungry, you could nibble on a carrot stick. Most people have them, celery sticks, or sip on something low calorie. A lot of people are shy at holiday gatherings. And they feel better if there's stuff in their mouth and they're chewing and then they don't have to give a reason why they're not talking. So you can have a little low-calorie plate of high-fiber foods or a beverage that's low-calorie, and that will make you feel a little bit more comfortable if you need that little cushion there.
When you're at the party and you've decided, okay, I'm going to eat, but not a lot. I'm going to keep it under control. I'm fine with that. Had a little bit to eat before I came to the party. Now you've got the food there. Not all food is created equally. What should we watch out for in terms of food, the food that's bad for us?
Well, watch out for those refined carbs like bread, crackers, chips. They are everywhere. And even though they aren't always sweet, most are high in refined starch, which converts to sugar quickly in the body. And then with no fiber, because it's all been removed, to slow its release into the system, it can end up very quickly as stored fat. And let me digress for 1 second here and say that you want to make sure you get good sleep year-round, but especially during the holidays, because when you have less than 7 to 8 hours of good sleep at night, and that's for most people, they don't get enough sleep. It is so much harder to resist junk food and processed food. And on too little sleep, it's difficult to make decisions that are for your best interest the next day on the food you eat. So you'll go a long way of having a little bit more willpower during the holidays if you make sure the night before you've gotten ample sleep.
That is so important, and you've talked about that numerous times on this program, and I'm reading more and more articles where they're talking about sleep is so important to every phase of our lives, and if we think by skipping sleep we're going to be more productive because we're getting more accomplished, that's really not the case. So there's so much there for sleep, and that's an important part of the planning for the holiday as well. You said before, jokingly, that you were a Girl Scout, so you when you went to a party, you would plan ahead, you would take cookies, thin mints that you could pass out to everybody at the party. But planning ahead really is important, isn't it? Talk about that aspect.
Well, look, give a little thought to this. I say during the holidays, plan around where you're going, what temptations are likely to arise, and then think about how you might deal with them. For example, Rick will no longer be standing right by the banquet food table from now on. And decide in advance, what are you going to allow yourself? Yes, you could have a dessert. You could have one cookie. But think ahead. I don't have to have 10 cookies, and I don't have to have 5 glasses of wine. But be prepared and don't go overboard. And like I said a moment ago, it's okay to taste things without finishing them.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. We're talking about healthy eating tips and simple lifestyle changes to prevent weight gain, fatigue, depression, all of that bad stuff during the holidays. Information at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Written a number of books, Invest in Yourself with Exercise is an excellent book, talking about many of the topics we're discussing on the program today, along with the Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Choose to Thrive. On our website, you'll find out how to get these books and be able to get some personally autographed. Great with the holiday coming up. That's at SusanSmithJones.com. Let's talk about water. And you talk often about fiber, the right kind of water, our secret weapons. It sounds so simple, yet it's somewhat difficult for many of us to execute. How do we do that?
Yes. It is so important to keep your body hydrated, because a little bit of dehydration suppresses your metabolism, which means a lot of the food you eat, instead of being burned, will then be converted to fat and stored on your body. And remember that drinking ample water is necessary to keep the skin looking good. It boosts your immune system. It helps to get rid of waste and toxins in the body. It's good for your brain and kidney function. And water is a cheap, safe, and effective appetite suppressant. And often, Rick, when we're hungry, we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. And this is because the brain requires both water and sugar, and we often can confuse the signals that it sends us. So the next time you think you're hungry and you didn't eat, and you ate something not too long ago, drink instead and see if your body wants the water. And if you're satisfied with the water, you'll probably, and you were dehydrated, you'll see that you're not so hungry. But also during the holidays, not all liquids are equal. Good herbal tea that's decaffeinated, freshly extracted veggie juice, diluted fruit juice, they can all count towards your water tally. But coffee, teas, caffeinated teas, colas, and alcoholic beverages actually dehydrate your body. They're wet, but they're not water. They're anti-water. And water is a good beverage of choice. And you could put a cinnamon stick in it, and you can, you know, transfer it from glass to glass, bottle to bottle for 2 days till that tight curl opens up, and then throw it away, put it in your soil, or else put lemon in your water. They're great ways to make water taste more appealing to you.
All of this information at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on by going to our website, This Week in America. A break coming up here in a few minutes, but I want to talk about something that's very important. You emphasize this really is a key. Eat slowly. And we think, well, we know how to eat, that sort of instinctive. Talk about that, because how we eat is important as well.
Yes, and that's a two-sided tip. Eat slowly, and then I'll give you the flip side. But let me say before I forget that your secret weapon year-round for weight control and to feel better about yourself is fiber. And not only is fiber supremely healthy and directly related to the reduction of risks for a whole host of diseases, But Rickett is a huge player in the weight loss field because when you eat fiber, it contributes to that feeling of fullness. So you want to, here's the key, you want to consume as many high-fiber foods as possible before attacking the other food. Let's say you go out for the holidays to an Italian restaurant. Don't just chomp down instantly on pasta and pizza. Always have a salad first or vegetable soup, and then it fills you up a little bit, and you won't have as much room for other things. So if you go to your holiday parties, before you start consuming all the refined foods, see what they have in terms of fiber with vegetables, just to fill up a little bit. And then so you just said eat slowly. Rick, do you know how long it takes for hormones to signal the brain when you're full from when you first started eating?
3 days.
How many minutes?
Oh, minutes. Okay. I don't know. I do it. Two?
It takes 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Wow.
And a lot of people, if you watch other people eat, will inhale their food.
Yes.
So all of a sudden they've eaten too much before the brain even gets the signal. It's time to stop. So slow eating not only aids in digestion, but gives your brain a chance to know what that beautiful stomach is doing. So if you make the meal last by talking, or here's a novel idea, put down your fork between bites, or just plain waiting, you're less likely to eat on automatic pilot and more likely to realize that you're full. And besides eating slowly, you want to chew your food thoroughly, because you'll be amazed at how much more willpower you have when you take your time and give that satiety center of your brain an opportunity to tell you that you aren't hungry anymore. But here's the next tip that most people don't know, and it will help you year-round to keep your weight in check. So yes, you want to eat slowly, but if you have a big meal, like a big holiday meal, you want to stop, finish within an hour of starting. I just got back from England, UK, where I was on a media tour, and people take me out to eat, and they love to sit for 3 hours. But here's why you want to finish the meal within an hour. The body produces a second insulin hit if it senses that lots of food is going to come in continuously, and you can avoid that second hit, and all of the subsequent fat storage that it triggers by finishing within an hour of starting. So if you see something you forgot to eat, save it for later or for tomorrow. It will be there still. You won't be wearing it on your hips. So as these people were constantly eating for 3 hours, I made sure I finished in an hour. I didn't tell them why. And then I just sipped on tea while they were still scarfing down food for the second and third hour. And I'm sure I felt better than they did and wasn't exhausted and big stomach the next morning.
So much great information. You'll find it at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. We've got much more to talk about on today's program. And we're back on This Week in America after these messages. Welcome back. This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about healthy eating tips and simple lifestyle changes to prevent weight gain, fatigue, depression during the holidays. Let's talk about the role of exercise and fitting that in. It sounds simple enough, but December comes at you, and all of a sudden we're making excuses why we don't have time to exercise. Talk about how we get around that.
Yes, I know, and most people are thinking, I can just give it up for a month or two because I'll start back fresh on January 1st. But for most people, within weeks or days or hours after January 1st arrives, you think, what has happened? I made a resolution to get more fit and healthy, and I already skipped exercise today, and I'm not eating well. So exercise year-round, and especially during the holidays, needs to be part of your routine. You've got to keep moving. And even though we're limited for time, let me say that, Rick, right on the homepage of susansmithjones.com is a big webinar I did of called Invest in Yourself with Exercise, also the title of my full-color, beautiful book. And in that webinar, I will inspire and motivate and empower you to get some movement in every day. I give you all the benefits of it, and I even tell you what kinds of exercise helps you look younger and how to work out and how exercise helps you make more money. We all would love to make a little bit more money. And I talk about pushaways. And if you look at the blog today at SusanSmithJones.com that I just posted, it was about pushaways, a way to exercise your shoulders, your arms, your chest. I tell you how to do it for beginners or if you're more advanced. Let's say you don't have time to go do a long walk on a day, but there's still some things you can do in your home and when you're out and about. I love doing pushaways. They are so much fun to do, so I tell you how to do that. And remember that when you develop and build more lean muscle tissue on your body, if you can add, and this is all in my book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise and on the webinar, but if you can build in your body 10 more pounds of lean muscle tissue. That doesn't mean you'll weigh 10 pounds more because as you're doing the weight training, which builds the muscle, you're losing fat. So you'll either be lower on the scale, you will be lower on the scale, but 10 extra pounds burns 500 more calories a day.
That's just
now,
incredible.
I make sure I have good lean muscle tissue on my body and that I don't give up exercise during the holidays because, quite honestly, I would love to eat a little bit more. I would like to know that I'm burning more calories from my exercise session, and it's good to get it out of the way if you can in the morning because no more excuses will come up throughout the rest of the day why you can't work out. And even if you're not a morning person, remember it takes about 21 days to make or break a habit. Maybe you make an agreement for 21 days, you'll do some movement in the morning. But the key is don't give up on exercise over the holidays. That's when you really need it the most with all the extra calories you're eating.
I got about a minute and a half left. Going back to the title of the program, I'm going to take three words, simple lifestyle changes. That's exactly what you're talking about. This is not a diet you're talking about, is it?
No, it's not a diet. And most of us know what trigger foods are and
yes,
maybe what we should stay away from and not overdo. But most of the time is better than none of the time. So some of the time, you see, most of the time, you don't have to have three desserts, and it's not a diet. If you think, Rick, that you're going on and off something, you're going to get into trouble. You're going to set yourself up to fail. And a taste of something doesn't mean that you've ruined your program and doesn't mean you've failed. And you don't need to say, what the heck, I might as well eat the whole thing and
exactly,
I can start again tomorrow.
Yep.
One bad meal doesn't ruin the day. So have a positive attitude about all this.
With us on the program, boy, it really went by quickly today. Very important tips to eating healthy tips, simple lifestyle changes, prevent weight gain, fatigue, depression during the holidays that overlap into January, February, and March. They're bad enough months anyway. And then when you're dealing with the lingering impact of the holidays and sort of falling off the wagon during that period, that makes it even worse. All of this information and so much more at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Information there on all of her books, holidays, gift giving, buy something for yourself as well. You can get the books autographed as well by going to the website. Dr. Susan, thank you so much for being with us. We'll touch base one more time before the actual big holiday this year, but this is the information we need to enjoy the holiday season this year. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I look forward to next time.
You're listening to This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.